This is a bold and intelligent move by Erdogan of Turkey and by Lula of Brazil, and it shows a certain level of rationality also on the part of Ahmadinejad. It's a personal humiliation for Hillary Clinton, and it's really a stunning defeat for the U.S. policy, which has been this constant obsession to isolate Iran, to separate them from any allies or trading partners they might have, and then to beat them over the head with the idea that the international community demands this, that, and the other thing. And now we have Brazil, a huge emerging superpower in Latin America, and Turkey, a very interesting country over the past few years. They're essentially breaking the isolation, and it shows that there's something changing in the world. These two countries, Brazil and especially Turkey, are not just sitting there waiting for the U.S. or others to cause chaos with crippling economic sanctions, as Hillary Clinton is always ranting about, or even worse, mayhem with a military attack. So they've seized the initiative, and instead of just sitting there and waiting for somebody else to commit some huge act of historical vandalism, they said, no, we're going to take the initiative and we're going to head this off. We're going to avoid the worst, and I believe that they've done it. So I think the world owes